Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What is this?
It's mostly a survey about elections, sir. For example, the first question does ask, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Oh, great, sir. And moving on, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Mm-hmm. And do you approve or disapprove of the job, I'm sorry, Westmore is doing as governor? Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job he's doing?
I haven't paid attention to what he's doing.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Mm-hmm. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, because he was a businessman.
Okay.
Not a politician.
I understand. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Mm-hmm. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Mm-hmm. Overall, sir, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction, or do you feel they're moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if your candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Probably Donald Trump.
Okay. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., Independent?
Mm-hmm. No, I'll stick with Trump.
Okay. Well, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Absolutely disapprove.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at or southern border? Do you say you approve or disapprove?
Mm-hmm. Disapprove.
Do you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, what they do with the money they already have, I disapprove it.
Oppose it? Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose, sir?
I strongly oppose it.
Right, and which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Would you say maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
The roads.
The roads and bridges, the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
And currently in Maryland, sir, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Would you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Would you agree or disagree to that?
Be a felony.
Uh-huh. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
Strongly.
Strongly. I'm sorry. Strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? Oh, okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Well, I'm retired, so but it's still a lot of taxes, though.
Okay. Would you say too much or too little or about the right amount?
Right about the right amount.
Okay. And pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Would you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers, sir? Would you favor or oppose that?
I would favor it very strongly.
Strongly. Okay. And under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Would you favor or oppose changing this, sir? So that they could be arrested.
they should be arrested and charged as an adult. I'm sorry, go on. I know it's a yes or no thing, so.
That's okay, sir. Let me read it again. So I was asking you, do you favor or oppose changing this so that they can be arrested and held accountable, you know? If under a new law, a new juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested, would you favor or oppose changing this so that they can be arrested and held accountable?
Well, if they're under 12, you know, and 12 and up, but I arrested to the point where they find out what happened. But these kids that stand in a corner at 11 years old with a handgun, they should be held responsible. They want to be the big man or big woman. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes,
so
I agree with them being arrested.
All right. So would you say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland's taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally? Would you favor or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
All right. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. Moving on quickly. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery, sir? Would you say regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
I never play it. I'm a Christian.
Never? No problem. Yeah. All right. And thank you so far for your responses. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Would you say a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not
a big problem? I don't have any credit cards, so yeah, it's a big problem, though.
Okay, no problem.
Poverty. No, I haven't had one in 40 years.
Wow, great, sir.
Because I had one when I was real young, and my wife was not good with it, and...
I understand. No problem, sir. As a way to increase state revenue, would you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, we already have the other online lottery, so yeah, I'd agree with it.
Okay, would you say you strongly support that or somewhat support it?
I would support it.
Mm-hmm. Would that be strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay. Moving on quickly. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I say no.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Would you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of Medi-Cal aid in dying to get a prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I agree with it. Yes.
Yes, okay. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'd say no.
No? All right. And moving on,
sir? No, wait a minute. I would allow it for me. Is that what you were asking?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask again. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Would you say a yes or a no to that? Yes? Okay.
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Would you say abortion should be legal in all cases, abortion should be legal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
If it's a medical life or death, yes. But if that, abortion's abortion. I don't believe in it at all. But if it's going to save a life, but I don't want it for where girls go out and do what they do at a party and get pregnant, then they just want to get rid of it. No.
Okay. Well, remember, my answers would be abortion should be legal in all cases, or should be legal in most cases, or should be illegal in most cases, or should be illegal in all cases. Uh-huh.
Illegal in most.
Okay, sir. And a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes, of course I am disabled.
Okay, all right. And Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Would you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Would you favor or oppose that?
That's a loaded question. No, because they make a lot of, some make a lot of money and some don't. But at $15 an hour, it's putting people out of business.
Oh, because you could also say strongly favor, somewhat oppose,
somewhat favor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sir. Thank you so far for your responses. All right, which of the following age groups do you fall under? Would you say 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
You sound very young, sir. Which party are you registered to vote? Would you say Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican, but I vote both sides of the card, too.
Oh.
A lot of times, if they have it up there, mm-hmm. And you can vote for both at one time, because some people do good and some don't.
I understand. And what would you say is your race?
Just white.
Okay. And moving on, sir, would you say your religious affiliation, you're Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, or another faith or non-religious?
Pentecostal,
let me write that down. All right, sir. And
it was like Protestant, but it's Pentecostal, yeah.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Keep the morning today. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Be safe, sir. Thank you.